From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is Cool Science Radio.
Science and technology that's accessible and entertaining.
If we can understand it, you can understand it.
I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
And I'm John Wells.
Our next guest is Gina Bria, who, along with Dana Cohen, co-wrote a new book called Quench: Beat Fatigue, Drop Weight, and Heal Your Body Through the New Science of Optimum Hydration. Quench was born out of Bria's research into desert communities and how they hydrate at the same time as she was struggling to solve her mother's chronic dehydration in a modern desert-like nursing home. As we face ever more dehydrating conditions in our modern world, especially with the addition of mobile devices, long commutes, prescription use, and concern about water scarcity, a fresh approach is needed. Most people are not able to achieve drinking 8 glasses of water a day. Indeed, that may not even be the optimal approach to hydration. Gina Bria, welcome to Cool Science Radio.
Oh, you guys are cool. I love cool silence.
Well, it's great to have you. Well, let's start with just this clarification. And I think it encapsulates much of what you talk about in your book. And that is, we may be hydrating our bladders and not our cells by drinking a lot of water even. Maybe you can just kick it off there.
Thank you. I'm excited to share our message with your listeners. There's some really important new science out, and one of the most important things I can share is that hydrating requires absorption. So if we're drinking a lot of water but we're not absorbing it, it's not reaching our cells. We're actually not getting hydrated. We're getting flash flooded. This is a big concern.
Flash flooded. I love that. Well, it's very interesting because my husband drinks more water than anyone I know. He drinks 3 liters a day, and he walks around constantly dehydrated. And I've often wondered why that is. And of course, I passed your book to him. But why is it too simple to say, oh, just add electrolytes to your water?
Well, it's a great start, and let's get your husband able to absorb all that beautiful water he's drinking and find that he can, if he absorbs it, he doesn't have to have such a high intake. And that does involve electrolytes. So having a little bit of salt in his water, a little bit of an unprocessed salt, the real thing, sea salts but rock salt.
Right.
Those form a kind of electrical charge in the water, and they help that water molecule change its shape. It restructures. And that allows the restructuring to line up the molecules in such a way that they can orderly go into the cells. So when that happens, you're getting hydrated. And my message, Lynn, is helping people understand that there's water in food, fresh food, like fruits and vegetables, that already has this kind of water in it. So if we're eating a high fresh food diet with lots of fruits and vegetables, we're actually getting perfectly packaged water for absorption in our cells. And I believe that's an important message now, because it's going to help us bring down the use of all that bottled water. We want to really think about that side of the equation as well.
Gina, how do we know if we're dehydrated, and how do we know how much hydration we need on a daily basis?
Right. Great, John. Great that you asked, because I'll do the shortcut answer. The shortcut answer is, are you tired? Do you have fatigue? That's a big clue. You're not getting enough energy, because water, hydration, is our energy. And so you're just not getting enough gas. You're not getting enough of that hydration into yourself. If you're losing focus, say around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, very common. If you're not sleeping well, we need a lot of hydration to sleep. Guess what? Sleep is when your body does its sanitation work, especially the brain. And it needs water to do that, to accomplish that. So chances are it's unlikely you are not dehydrated because of the kind of environments we're living in now, which are supremely dehydrating. Look at us. We're indoors all the time. We're in conditioned air. We're in cars. We're in offices. If you look around your office, you're going to look up at the fluorescent lighting and the drywall and the plastic desk and chairs. You're going to notice that you're at your computer, you're at your phone. All of these are heating, drying elements that were not being replenished at the level that our new modern life requires of us. But we can't just keep drinking more water to solve that.
And we can encourage hydration through, as you call it, simple micro-movements to deliver the moisture through your fascia. Can you talk about that?
Oh, thank you for asking about that, too, because there's two really important messages that we want to share. One is that there's way more water available in fresh food than we ever dreamed. Most plants are 90% water. So that apple, that pear, even cauliflower is over 90% water. In fact, I think cauliflower is 98% water. And then the second part of hydration that we're not noticing is that you need to move. Your body's a hydraulic pump system. So when you're sitting so much, what's happening is you're kinking your hoses in your system. You're just literally not letting the water have the kind of basic flow or the hydraulic pressure that movement requires, that movement creates in order to push that hydration deeper into your tissue. So this is a really new approach to thinking about hydration. And I'm very happy that we get to share it with your listeners. It's such an important message, especially for the elderly.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Gina Bria. She has co-written, along with Dr. Dana Cohen, a book called Quench, Beat Fatigue, Drop Weight, and Heal Your Body Through the New Science of Optimum Hydration. Kink in your hoses or whatever it was that you said.
Yeah.
I loved reading that, you know, getting massage is a very important part of hydration as well, because it moves that fluid. Well, we know it increases circulation. It moves the lymph and it helps to hydrate you. Can you explain that a little more?
Yeah, Lynn, glad you asked. The one part of this that always confuses people is when you open the conversation on hydration, they mostly think of intake, mm-hmm. but a vast part of hydration is the flow system. So it's also moving hydration or water out of your system that's picked up the waste materials and moved them on. So I can't tell you how many conversations I'm in where the whole conversation begins and ends with putting water in, putting vast amounts of water in. And you are actually a system in there. So water out is really important, and massage is moving that waste water through your system and getting it set up to be moved out of your system. Sweat, running, moving, those are also saunas. All of the forms in which we think about waste release in our body is a very important part of the hydration story. And, of course, let's talk about constipation, because that is a huge clue in your life that your system isn't doing the work it needs to do so that you can flourish, not just survive, not just fall in bed at night, but actually have, I like to say, high mood. So when one of the requests when people say, well, tell me how I know I'm dehydrated. And I just say, are you complaining? Are you irritable? You know, are you cranky? You're dehydrated. You're in need of help there. But we can't tell people just keep drinking more water. That's crazy. So it was very exciting for me to do this desert research. My premise, the question was going in, how are these people surviving without 8 glasses of water a day and flourishing? They are not cranky. You know, they're living with purpose and contentment in a kind of life, not to make it all rosy. There's real issues, of course, around water and water scarcity and water procurement. But I do want to help people understand that the message isn't only don't get dehydrated and our modern environments are costing us, but what would your life look like if you were actually full up, fully hydrated, and the cognitive capacity, the mood enhancement, the solution solving, all that we're leaving untapped. And that's why this is such an important conversation to be in.
Well, let's go into some of those desert communities like the Tarahumara who want run hundreds of miles on, you know, chomping on chia seeds.
Yeah, so that was my big clue. I have to thank Chris McDonough, the guy who wrote that book, Born to Run.
Yeah.
And when, of course, the whole book is about marathon running, and there's only a tiny sentence that refers to the use of chia seeds. But boy, did my antenna go up. I was like, wait a minute. I recognize this strategy from other cultures that there are certain desert plants that have economized through their biological intelligence. They have figured out desert environments in their ecologies. They know how to do it. What can we mimic? What can we do? How can we use these plants to flourish? And so it was really looking at desert plants like aloe, cactus, the use of chia seeds, which are one of the most high gel-releasing seeds on the planet. They're awesome. By the way, sesame seeds are also fantastic, flax seeds. You know, of course a plant is going to protect its seed, right? It's going to send it out into the world with extra hydration around it. I love that. Nature's so beautiful, so smart. And if we ingest these plants, they really do help us. And my further big discovery was finding out that this kind of capacity desert plants have extends to all plants. So all fruits and vegetables have this specialized water inside of them that is more gel-like. It retains moisture longer, and it's set up already by plant transformation and sunlight to be molecularly changed water that can get into our cells. And that's the new science that we haven't touched on yet.
Gina, what is the relationship between fat and hydration?
Well, who knew that you need fat to hydrate? Like, that's a big story. So our cell membranes are made out of lipids, and they are the gatekeepers for bringing in hydration. That they also, they're also involved in the molecular change to make the water not just H2O, but actually a more concentrated gel-like state. And great new research on new states of water. 2017 was a massive year for really exposing this new science. We had four major universities come out with new states of water publications, along with the work of Dr. Gerald Pollack, who's been hacking away at this for 20 years, looking at this specialized state of water. And fats, he actually tested ghee, clarified butter, in his lab the same way he was looking at the molecular change in water, and found out that ghee is one of these forms of gel water. So it's all over the place. We just didn't know, and now is the perfect time to start getting those kind of foods into our pathways to help us hydrate.
So getting the foods into our pathways, do we also support that with omega-3 supplements?
Yes, yeah. So fats are very important, the right kinds of fats. I like to get my fats from avocados and walnuts and olive oil and ghee, coconut oil. We've all heard this list. We know the good list, the good fats. You know, there's a debate on whether saturated fat is part of this or not. That's why we wrote the chapter. We really wanted to guide people through what good fats, what a diet in good fats can do for your hydration. And then, of course, that means what it does for your cognitive function, for your joy. If you're an elderly parent, an elderly person, what your balance looks like, what your cognitive function, all of these are fat and hydration dependent. So it's a really new take. Quench is I wrote it with a physician because I knew no one's going to listen to an anthropologist. Come on. I knew the medical community. I was trying so hard to get this information into the medical community. So I found a really fantastic integrative physician, Dr. Dana Cohen, to participate in writing the book so we would have a legitimate medical voice to talk about this. So that was an incredible gift to help get this message out and to try to break into the medical community.
I wanted to ask you, you take a page and talk about the different types of waters, purified, spring, mineral, artesian, and then our bubbly waters. Can you just go through that quickly in terms of, you know, what should we be drinking?
Well, I like to help people get to the simplest, quickest solution possible and also the most affordable. That's really important to my ethic and our message at the Hydration Foundation, where we give people tips for hydrating, help them understand how to get there. But in Quench, we laid out a five-day plan so that in 5 days you can sort of navigate through a variety of you don't have to change your diet. We just ask you, it's so simple, we just ask you to hydrate with liquids at certain points of the day and also add to those liquids things like a lemon slice or a smoothie, which is going to be more hydrating than a bottle of water. So all these bottled water questions are important because we want to get you to good waters, artisanal waters. They work, and they are that different kind of water because they have minerals in them. So mineral water is really good. Spring water, of course, is nature's water. These kinds of waters are really valuable, and they can assist your hydration. So using those kinds of water, plus please be eating a high fresh food diet because you still have to absorb that water, and the fibrous material and the plant materials help us do that absorption. So your poor husband isn't doing 3 liters and still walking around going, why don't I feel great?
Right. So the five-day plan, it's basically setting us up to absorb water. But scientifically, why did you come up with a particular five-day plan, and what is it doing in our bodies?
Well, as I said, Lynn, we really wanted to make this easy. Mm-hmm. So we chose the work week. And we knew literally the plan will work in an hour. It could work in a day, because once your body hits the absorption level, your tank is full and you feel it. You really feel it. So people are at all different places on the spectrum of how dehydrated they are. And we thought walking them through a 5 day so they can actually feel for themselves, wow, I really notice this difference. And we created it so that it could be parked in easily in a work day. And we're not asking you to eat a new diet for you. We're just simply asking you to add liquids at key moments. So you really soak your organs first thing in the morning with a nice glass of water, as much as you can tolerate. So part of this is finding out what your personal hydration level is. 8 glasses a day doesn't function for everybody. We're at all different states. So you have to sort of determine for yourself, wow, I've really hit that point where I really feel good, and you'll know it. So that's the idea behind the 5 days. And again, just moving through some simple movements to get that hydraulic pump of the body. You can do them at your desk. You can get up and walk down the hall. They're nothing. They're not jumping jacks. And then, you know, making sure you get, you pay attention to your water while you eat, and then another glass before bed or a cup before bed, half a cup even, so that we make sure you get that enough hydration to really cleanse your body at night. Not overdoing it because we don't want you to have to get up and run to the bathroom in the middle of the night, but just being mindful and finding out, wow, right now I could use a glass of water, and discovering that makes such a difference.
Gina, we're almost out of time, but just a very quick question. Park City water is very high in minerals, good or bad?
Well, are they good minerals? Are they synthetic minerals? Are they minerals coming from a water system that's also being drenched with things like chlorine and fluoride and those things?
How about coming from abandoned mine tunnels, which is actually
just pay attention. I wouldn't be able to speak about it if I wasn't able to see a sample. But
so some minerals are good, and some obviously are bad.
Right. So you see, food comes with natural minerals in it. They draw it up from the soils, and of course, there's some questions about, are the soils contaminated, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, plants are doing they are a cleansing medium. They're going to help you. So the plants are so smart. They're just so smart. We need way more of that allyship in our life. So minerals come part of the plant.
Yeah. The book is Quench, Beat Fatigue, Drop Weight, and Heal Your Body Through the New Science of Optimum Hydration. Our guest is Gina Bria. Thanks. It's a great book and a very interesting new take on something that, you know, we do every day, which is hydrate. So thanks for joining us, Gina.
My pleasure. Come visit me at thehydrationfoundation.org. Love to have you.
Thank you, Gina.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Cool Science Radio. If you missed part of the show or you want to share it, all our shows are posted within the hour on kpcw.org under the Shows tab.
We also podcast all of KPCW's Public Affair Hour shows wherever you find your podcasts, so you can find them under KPCW and the individual show name.
So look for KPCW Cool Science Radio and take us with you on your next road trip or commute. We'll be right back.